here's a story from The World.
Coronavirus infections worldwide are spiking, approaching 200,000 new cases a day. The U.S. is recording its highest ever daily totals, about a fifth of the world's total. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, addressed the situation today.
Remember, what happened in China affected us. What happened in Europe affected us. What's happening here is affecting others. We can't get away from that. It's interconnected.
Fauci said we all need to follow guidelines, especially younger people. Finding the positive note, Vice President Mike Pence said that we do know more than we did 2 months ago. Pence today talked about improvements that have been made during that time.
We exponentially scaled testing capacity, partnering with private sector, commercial laboratories. We've now reached some 30 million tests across the country, conducting some 500,000 tests a day.
Still, public health experts agree much more testing needs to be done. Most countries, including the U.S., just don't have enough tests available to really get a handle on the prevalence, spread, and contagiousness of the disease. Enter the Wild West of new tests that are being developed, some promising results in just minutes. There are a lot of these tests in the works, but how do we know if any of them are any good? We have two guests to talk about this. Rick Boddy is co-leader of the COVID-19 National Diagnostic Research and Evaluation Platform, known by its acronym CONDOR. It's based at the University of Manchester in England and is charged with evaluating all new so-called instant tests for use in the UK. Michael Minna joins us as well. He's an infectious disease specialist at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Minna also oversees lab testing for viruses at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston and is advising companies that are working on rapid tests. Michael Minna, let me start with you. Instant tests for COVID, I mean, it's really tantalizing, but do they exist or is it too good to be true?
There actually are some that already exist. One particular one that comes to mind is the Abbott ID Now assay. It's a very rapid test. It can provide results very accurately within just 5 minutes. The problem is it's not widely available at this point, and it's a little bit expensive. So what we're really starting to see, R&D and new technology development puts us right on the cusp of a whole new class of tests, which are going to be very fast and very cheap to produce and manufacture and sell.
So, Rick Boddy, along with CONDOR, you're going to be evaluating these new rapid or instant tests. How quick are they promising to get back results, and how will you go about kind of determining their safety and efficacy?
Some of the tests will give you a result in as little as about 10 minutes. You don't need a test to be perfect. Some people would say that the only thing worse than having no test is a bad test. But actually, what we don't need is every test to be absolutely perfect.
And why not? Doesn't accurate data rely on as close to perfect as possible?
Yes, absolutely. As close to perfect as possible. Even the tests we're using right now are not completely perfect. What's really important to recognize is that we've got to get it as close to perfect for the purpose that we're using it as possible. So it may be, for example, that we're using this rapid test to direct people to an appropriate area of a hospital, and they'll still have a more accurate, definitive test. What we want to do, we have to direct people to an appropriate area of the hospital, so they're going to isolation rooms or general wards. But at the moment, what we're using is perhaps some judgment. You know, does it seem likely that this patient has COVID-19? And the new tests need to be better than what we have right now in order to do that. So they can still add some value if they're not perfect, so long as they're better than what we're already doing.
As you test them, you're still going to need some verification process. How do you build that in? How are you doing that with CONDOR?
Yeah, and that's a real challenge, actually. So this national program we've set up, we've had to get a balance right. So normally when you introduce a diagnostic test into practice, you have to very carefully evaluate it. And that process can take a number of years. And we don't have years to spend on this. So we've got to do this in weeks for each new test. And that sets a whole new level of challenge, actually. So the important thing is what we've done in the UK is we've set up a coordinated infrastructure to deliver large trials across the country that would allow us to utilize the power of that broad network and deliver the research in much quicker time than we ordinarily would without compromising on the standards.
Michael Minna, what would you say is the value to people and epidemiologists of having an instant COVID test or fairly instant?
What we find is that for surveillance efforts, looking across the population and looking over the long term, if we can do a test more frequently and at a lower cost, and we can get the results turned around in minutes instead of a day, you have a much better chance actually at stopping outbreaks than using the gold standard test if it takes 24 hours to get results and you can only do it once a week because it's expensive. What we really need to be thinking about is what is the use case? And these rapid point of care tests, one of the use cases is to do surveillance. And so the sensitivity might not be per test, but it's really per populace. If you're doing the test every day, for example, then you can really relax your requirements on the sensitivity of each individual one, because as you test people day in and day out, you're bound to catch that virus when it starts growing enough to be able to transmit. So from a surveillance perspective, these fast, cheap tests can be extraordinarily beneficial. And I think that they could be what we really need to stop these outbreaks from spreading.
So, Rick Boddy, will you be testing the tests on people in hospitals or elderly care home settings in the UK, or are you going to start with animal testing?
We'll start with humans because that's much faster. We don't have the time to spend going through stages that might ordinarily have been gone through. But we'll be evaluating the new tests in a whole range of different settings. So in the UK, we have a system of testing centres where people in the community can go and get tested. Care homes represent a really important use case because we've had a lot of outbreaks in the care homes. So we'll be evaluating the tests in that environment. And throughout the hospital, there are multiple different use cases for the tests. So we'll be evaluating them in a whole range of different settings.
What are the risks? I mean, either of you could answer this. What are the risks of testing these tests on humans? I mean, especially in elder homes where, I mean, could this jeopardize people's health?
So what we'll be doing in the research is gathering the data, but not using it to influence any patient care until we know how accurate those tests are. So we'll be running the two tests side by side. All of the patients will get a reference method, and we will do what we're currently doing now, which is wait for those results until we make any clinical decisions. But we'll be gathering the data alongside that routine care. And then when we have enough data from enough patients to be confident about how the new tests are working, we'll feed back. And that will allow informed decisions to be made about which tests we'll start using in widespread clinical practice. So there really isn't any risk to the participants.
Michael Minow, you were talking earlier about point of care tests. Does that mean these would be used at hospitals, these instant tests, or possibly in a home environment?
There's a variety of different types of these rapid tests that can be used. But in general, the closer we can get the tests and the results to the patient or the individual getting screened, the better.
What about actually getting instant tests deployed to the entire globe? I mean, how difficult is that going to be?
It will be an enormous challenge, but it's why we have to have some new innovations. We're going to have different, I don't want to say classes of tests, but we might see some that are a little bit more raw. You might be able to print millions of them, for example, in one facility in a day and ship those out. That could actually expand across the globe.
Michael Minow is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Rick Boddy is co-leader of the Condor Project, which will evaluate all new instant or rapid COVID tests for use in the UK. Michael and Rick, thank you both very much.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.